This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Defence Acquisition Council DAC has cleared proposals worth 79,000 crore rupees to enhance the capabilities of the armed forces. Chairing the Defence Acquisition Council meeting in New Delhi today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh accorded acceptance of necessity, AON, for these proposals of the three services. The Defence Minister informed that AON was approved for the procurement of various defence systems, including loiter munition system for artillery regiments, low-level lightweight radars, long-range guided rocket ammunition for Pinaka multiple launch rocket system, an integrated drone detection and interdiction system, MK2, for the Indian Army. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravali Hills. The court took sua moto cognizance of concerns surrounding the definition of the Aravali Range amid mounting criticism from environmentalists over its potential impact on the fragile mountain ecosystem. The apex court also ordered the formation of a new expert committee to monitor issues required to be examined in terms of the definition of the Aravallis. It also issued notice to the centre and the four Aravalli states, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Delhi and Haryana. Meanwhile, Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav has welcomed the Supreme Court's decision. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said the government is committed to providing all assistance sought from his ministry for the protection and restoration of the Aravalli Range. The Supreme Court today also put a stay on the Delhi High Court's order that had allowed suspension of the life sentence and granting bail to former Uttar Pradesh MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in the Unnao rape case. The top court issued notice to the former legislator seeking his response on the CBI's plea. Agriculture, Farmers, Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the central government has introduced a new law, Viksit Bharat Ji Ram Ji, to address shortcomings and irregularities in the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MG Narega, 2005. The minister was speaking at the state-level Kisan Divas 2025 program at Gochar in Uttarakhand. Mr. Chauhan said the guaranteed employment has been increased from 100 days to 125 days under the new law. Home Minister Amit Shah has said Assam and other northeastern states have witnessed tremendous development during the past 11 years. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the redeveloped Mahapurush Srimant Shankar Dev Abhirvab Kshetra at the Bata Drowa Than in Naugaon district of Assam. President Draupadi Murmu addressed the 15th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology NIT at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand today. The president said to receive education from a prestigious institute such as NIT should be an honor for any student.
NIT जैसे प्रतिष्ठित संस्थान से शिक्षा प्राप्त करना अपने आप में एक उपलब्धि है। इस क्षेत्र में उपलब्ध प्रचुर प्राकृतिक संसाधन एवं सुप्रसिद्ध उद्यम NIT जमशेदपुर को और भी विशेष बनाते हैं। आपके पास अवसर है कि इस परिवेश का लाभ उठाते हुए अपने ज्ञान और कौशल का उपयोग देश तथा समाज के व्यापक हित में करें।
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said that in a world where artificial intelligence, automation, biotechnology and digital connectivity are reshaping every aspect of human life, educated individuals must approach technology with both enthusiasm and ethical vigilance. The Vice President was speaking at the 30th convocation ceremony of the Pondicherry University. Government has approved a new project to protect breeding habitats of sandbar nesting birds, including the Indian skimmer for conservation of endangered bird species in the Ganga Basin. The project was approved during the 68th meeting of the Executive Committee of the National Mission for Clean Ganga, NMCG, in New Delhi today. Country's industrial production of growth recorded a strong rise of 6.7% in November this year on an annual basis. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, staged a solid comeback, edging higher from upward revised rate of 0.5% in October. This surge in the industrial output was driven by 8% growth in manufacturing sector. And that is the end of this news bulletin.